From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice for me, Amanda, to accompany you for the next 60 minutes in our terrestrial program. Today, we are going to bring you some segments such as the news, commentary, and Indonesian song set. So stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo holds meeting following evacuation of Indonesians from China. G7 to discuss effort to tackle the novel coronavirus. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo held a limited meeting at the Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Force Base in Jakarta on Sunday with a number of cabinet ministers, national police, and national military chiefs following the evacuation of 238 Indonesians and five members of an advance team from China's Hubei province. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi said in a press conference following the meeting that the Indonesian government will temporarily ban direct flights from and to mainland China. The policy will take effect at 12 a.m. local time on Wednesday, February 5. All visitors coming in from mainland China who had been there for 14 days are also temporarily banned from entering or having a transit in Indonesia, the foreign minister said. The government is also stopping the visa-free policy and issuance of visa on arrival towards Chinese nationals residing in mainland China for the time being. The meeting came after the government airlifted 243 Indonesian nationals, including five members of an advanced group, from Wuhan and have them returned to the country. They have arrived in Natuna and will undergo a 14-day observation period, joined by 42 personnel of the evacuation team. German Health Minister Jens Spahn said that the group of seven G7 will unite to tackle the new coronavirus. The disease has infected 14,628 people. The German Ministry of Health spokesperson confirmed that Spahn had spoken with U.S. Health Minister Alex Azar. They discussed joint effort and agreed to hold a meeting with G7 member states. Quarantine efforts alone are unlikely to be successful to face the global risk posed by the new virus. Besides the United States of America and Germany, the G7 also consists of France, Italy, Japan, Canada, and the United Kingdom. Saudi Arabia has barred an Iranian delegation from the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, meeting in Jeddah on Monday, February 3, where U.S. President Donald Trump's Middle East peace plan will be discussed. The Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Abbas Mousavi also said that Saudi authorities have not issued visas for the Iranian participants. As quoted by Tempo, Mousavi said, Iran has filed a complaint with the OIC and accused Saudi Arabia of misusing its position as the host for the organization's headquarters. There was no immediate comment from Saudi officials. Iranian officials have condemned Trump's plan for resolving the conflict between Israel and Palestine as a non-starter after it was officially announced last week. The Palestinian leadership has rejected the plan, saying it heavily favors Israel and will deny them a viable independent state. Saudi Arabia and Iran are locked in a proxy war as they vie for influence across the Middle East. They support opposite sides in the conflicts in Syria and Yemen. U.S. President Donald Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau discussed their country's efforts to monitor, contain, and mitigate the rapidly spreading new coronavirus in a phone call on Friday, January 31, the White House said. Escorted by Tempo, U.S. health officials on Saturday confirmed that a Massachusetts man was the 8th patient to contract the flu-like illness in the United States, and the Pentagon said it would provide housing for people entering the United States from overseas who might need to be quarantined. Trump and Trudeau also discussed on Friday the landmark North American trade agreement, known as NAFTA, that Trump signed on Wednesday, as well as the need for China to release two Canadian citizens that it detained on state security charges in 2018. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. China sent medical workers and equipment Monday, February 3, to its just-completed 1,000-bed hospital for treating victims of the novel coronavirus that has caused 362 deaths and more than 17,300 infections at home and abroad. Reopening of schools was also delayed to keep the virus from spreading further in hardest-hit central Hubei province, where the specialized hospital in the provincial capital Wuhan was completed in just 10 days. A second hospital with 1,500 beds is under construction. Restrictions were tightened still further in one city by allowing only one family member to venture out to buy supplies every other day. Medical teams from the People's Liberation Army continue to arrive in Wuhan to relieve the city's overwhelmed health workers and to work at the new hospital, located in the countryside far from the city center. China's new total of 361 deaths and 2,829 new cases over the last 24 hours, bringing the Chinese total to 17,205 cases, come as other countries continue to evacuate hundreds of their citizens from Hubei and impose travel restrictions affecting Chinese or people who recently traveled in the country. Muhammadiyah University of North Sumatra held an international colloquium themed the development of Malay language and literature in Medan recently. The event was held in collaboration with two prominent universities from Malaysia, namely the Sultan Idris Education University and the Teachers Education Institute of Ipoh Campus, Malaysia. Rector of UMSU, Dr. Agusani Map, in Medan told Antara on Sunday that the International Education Colloquium is a pivotal and strategic activity, especially for the Muhammadiyah University of North Sumatra, which is enthusiastic to be holding international programs. The rector pointed out that the international colloquium shows the commitment of the Muhammadiyah University of North Sumatra to maintaining good relations with Malaysian universities. Meanwhile, Dean of the Language and Communication Faculty at the Sultan Idris Education University, Dr. Marshan Azad, said that the theme on Malay language and literature is important because Malay or Indonesian languages are supposed to be the official languages of ASEAN member countries. The colloquium also featured international conferences on Malay language and literature in the disruptive era, which were attended by speakers from countries such as Thailand and Cambodia. The last item. The University of Syiah Kuala Darussalam Banda Aceh, UNSIA, collaborated with a French fragrance company called Nat Green and the government of Benar Meriah Regency on the development of the patchouli industry in the region. Rector of the Shah Kuala Darussalam University, Professor Samsul Rizal, signed the Memorandum of Understanding with the French Fragrance Company and the government of Benar Meriah Regency in Darussalam, Banda Aceh on Sunday. Professor Samsul explained that the cooperation focuses on the research and economic development of the patchouli industry, particularly in rural areas across Aceh. The French company will also help the Shah Kuala University and the patchouli farmers in Aceh develop processes for extraction and packaging of aromatic plants to support the fragrance industry of Aceh. The commitment of UNSIA to developing the fragrance industry has started in 2016 when the university established the Atsin Research Center, ARC. Meanwhile, Director of Nat Green Mostafa Ben Salah pointed out that his site is committed to advancing patchouli, essential oil, aromatic extract industries, as well as the packaging of perfume in Aceh. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Coronavirus Outbreak Impacts on Indonesian Economy. Well, listener, the World Health Organization, WHO, declared that the outbreak of novel coronavirus now meets the criteria for a public health emergency of international concern. The decision was made at a meeting held in Geneva, Switzerland last week. This means that the outbreak is an extraordinary event that threatens public health in many countries due to the global spread of epidemic. It also required responsiveness and coordination from all over the world. The same status was set when there were the outbreaks of Ebola, Zika, and H1N1 some time ago. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says that the number of cases continues to increase, and the existing evidence of transmission from person to person outside of China is very worrying. The concern has prompted several countries, including Indonesia, to evacuate its citizens from the city of Wuhan, where the virus was first detected. It is known that as many as 238 Indonesian citizens had been repatriated from Wuhan city. Not only that, there are many countries that have already stopped or will temporarily close flights to and from China. The Indonesian government itself decided to close flights to and from China starting Wednesday this week. This condition will certainly affect the global economy, including Indonesia. For this moment, the direct impact on the Indonesian economy has not been felt because there are no export-import restrictions. However, the spread of a coronavirus can have an impact on domestic trade performance. This outbreak caused a decrease in China's demand for exports from other countries, including Indonesia, according to current projections. According to Deputy Chairman of the Indonesian Employers Association, APindo, Sinta Wijaya Kamdani, in the past, during the China's New Year period, demand from China for consumer goods products from around the world would increase. However, this year the demand did not climb up significantly. The coronavirus outbreak is predicted to greatly affect the aviation, hospitality, and tourism sectors. Sadly, those sectors are actually expected to provide a large income to the Indonesian state, coverage as instructed by President Joko Widodo to Indonesian ambassadors and representatives abroad in the working meeting with the Minister of Foreign Affairs last month. Hopefully, the coronavirus outbreak can be overcome soon, and things will be back to normal again. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
HDS, listener, for the next segment, we present you today in history.
Voice of Indonesia.
Our regular program today in history starts from an event on February the 3rd, 1944, when U.S. force invaded Marshall Islands. The Versailles Agreement, which ended World War I, decided that islands which were earlier overpowered by Germany, including Marshall Islands, Carolina, and Mariana Islands, must be handed over to Japan under the League of Nations. But Japan left from the League in 1933 and made islands on Pacific as military base. During the World War II, the islands became target of Allied force attack, and finally on February 3, 1944, Marshall Islands fell on the U.S. hand. Next information was in 1957, the first electric watch was introduced in Lancaster. The first watch was introduced in the 16th century. At the time, all watches and timepieces used manual mechanic machines. The electric watch was introduced for the first time on February 3, 1957 in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, United States of America by Hamilton Watch Company. The existence of the electric watch was not last long, so that Seiko from Japan introduced watch with quartz machine or battery for the first time in the world. The last event was in 2007 on bombardment of Baghdad market. The market bombardment in Baghdad was the explosion of a truck at a crowded market in Baghdad on February 3, 2007. The suicide attack killed around 135 people and injured 339 people. The bomb, which was expected having 1 ton weight, destroyed 10 buildings and kiosks in Shia Muslim region. The bombardment's time was planned in order to cause as many as casualties because it was exploded several before curfew was enforced, where many people wanted to buy foods before going home. Listener, that was Today in History.
Saat cinta itu datang, ku rasa bahagia di hatiku. Menatap indahnya bintang, memberi harapan yang baru. Ketika kaki melangkah, berdebar rasanya di dada, namun senyum yang terindah jiwa. Oh kasih, indahnya cinta, berbagi ceria saat di dekatmu. Oh kasih, tulusnya cinta, ku kan tetap setia selalu di sisimu. cinta, berbagi ceria saat dekatmu.
One song by Joy Tobing titled Damainya Cinta. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia, and for the next segment we give you a program My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program My Indonesia. Well, today's My Indonesia title is Indonesia Limit Imports from China Due to Coronavirus. Well, listener, the Indonesian Minister of Trade, Agus Supramanto, said that the government will limit food and beverage imports from the People's Republic of China. The restriction was made following the outbreak of novel coronavirus in the country. Agus Supramanto, on the sidelines of an in-branch inspection at the Wonokromo market in Surabaya, Java on Friday, said that in addition to carrying out restriction, importers would also be asked to selectively import food and beverages, because the current spread of virus is already an alarming level. However, the minister was reluctant to specify the types of food and drinks he would limit to enter Indonesia. He said all foods would be strictly selective. Coronavirus outbreaks have spread and killed more than 200 people and infected thousands of others. The Minister of Health previously stated that coronavirus can only live on animal objects. Secretary of Director General of Disease Prevention and Control of the Minister of Health, Ahmad Yuryanto, said the virus can also only develop in living cells. On this basis, he said the imports of goods from China remain safe. Nevertheless, Minister of Trade Agus Supramanto stressed that the government remains cautious. He claimed that he would not totally stop importing from China, since some Indonesian importers have also been bound by contracts. The minister also said that he did not want to make a harmful policy, adding that this limitation might later affect the decline in import figures, though would not have much effect on exports. Earlier, Director General of Customs and Excise of the Minister of Finance, Heru Panbudi, said that the government was currently focusing on watching out the movement of people between countries to anticipate the virus entry in Indonesia. However, the last developments from the spread of the virus would also be followed closely. If it required, restriction on imported products from China can also be applied. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Sabar aku menunggu, mungkin sudah hampir seminggu, kehadiran dirimu. Rindu, aku di sini pun tak sabar untuk memeluk. Kamu,
lepaskan air bersama.
Playback, be in the moment, but you know we go way back, but keep it high heels, girl, when I kneel, I wanna know how the stars within your thighs feel, your clothes are dry, but I know you're soaking wet inside, you wanna ride, yeah, I know you want me deep inside, it's just you and I, no menage a trois, one plus one equals two, and that's me and Pasca ira bersama.
Get it on like the Marvin Gaye song, and let me see that on like the Cisco song. 'Cause once I turn you on, there's no turning back. I'm like Don Corleone, ain't no one above that, ain't no one above me when it comes to loving you. Your pleasure comes first and I'll come after you. You know that you're a gift sent from heaven, 24/7. When I'm off the stage, I'm yours, and let me set the mood. And let me set the mood while you play with my flute. And I'll be watching you, telling me what to do. Maybe you can tell me how you want it to be. Talk to me, girl.
One song entitled Malam Penuh Cinta or A Night Full of Love by Ray Putra. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. And next, we're going to give you our program, Indonesian Wonder, about Indonesian tourism and culture. Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I introduce you Haruana Andala ritual in Southeast Sulawesi. Baubau is a city on Buton Island, Southeast Sulawesi. Its strategic location makes Baubau to have important role in national sailing line and develops as the center of population activity. Baubau also has marine activity with abundant sea products. The main livelihood as fishermen, Baubau people certainly depend on sea. No wonder local people have very traditional rituals related to the sea, one of which is Haruana Andala ritual or marine traditional party. The ritual is thanksgiving of bone-bone fishermen people of Baubau City on the god's blessing which they get from the sea. In addition, it is the shape of prayer to the god to increase fishermen's products when sailing. Thank you. When Haruana Andala ritual is held, fishermen people Bonibone Batu Pauro District Baubo City have gathered at the beach. The ritual is begun by praying and reading spell which is led by local traditional elder. After praying, some young men lift small rafts which are made from some bamboos with a size around 3 meters. On the boat, there are various kinds of foods. Among others are glutinous rice, some cigarettes, roasted fish, traditional cakes, and two chicken, namely rooster and hen. The rafts are lifted on two boats and directly carried on the middle of the sea, followed by local people by using fish ship. At the middle of the sea, society release those rafts. After releasing the rafts, Bonibone people visit old tomb at Wara village, Lakudo district, Central Bhutan Regency. The old tomb is Andi Mamuju's tomb, a fisherman who came from Bone Regency, Southeast Sulawesi. He was known as the first person who taught how to catch fish to Bonibone people. After that, people go to their home. The ritual, which has held 100 years ago, keeps being preserved by Bonibone people, and also it is the cultural tourism destination. That was our segment Indonesian Wonder featuring Haruana Andala ritual in Southeast Sulawesi. Thank you for listening.
Hari demi hari telah ku lalui, hanya menunggu dirimu. Nada demi nada telah ku nyanyikan, lantunan melodi jiwaku. Langkah demi langkah telah ku jalani, tu gapai cintamu padaku. Kata demi kata telah ku tuliskan, puisi cintaku. Telah ku nyanyikan lantunan melodi jiwaku. Hanya dirimu yang aku cinta, hanya dirimu yang aku sayang. Tiada yang lain di hatiku.
You've just listened to a song by Yuka Tamada entitled Puisi Cinta or The Poem of Love. And for the next segment, let's listen to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian language.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We will introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. The segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Tempat Penukaran Uang or Money Changer. Listen to this conversation about tempat penukaran uang or money changer. The conversation is between Kevin and Pak Imran. Kevin wants to change his money from the dollar to rupiah. So, he asks Pak Imran where to find a money changer.
Pak, di mana tempat penukaran uang?
Oh, ada di sebelah hotel. Tidak jauh, hanya sekitar 5 menit jalan kaki.
Now I'm going to introduce the vocabularies and expressions related to that topic today. I will say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Di mana tempat penukaran uang? Di mana tempat penukaran uang? Which means, where is the money changer? Ada di sebelah hotel. Ada di sebelah hotel. Which means, over there, beside the hotel. Tidak jauh, hanya sekitar 5 menit jalan kaki. Tidak jauh, hanya sekitar 5 menit jalan kaki. Which means, it is close to the hotel about 5 minutes on foot. Penukaran uang. Penukaran uang. Which means money changing. In the conversation, you've listened an expression, Pak, di mana tempat penukaran uang? Which means, Pak, where is the money changer? To respond to the question, you can answer by mentioning the location of the money changer. You can use the word ada. Let's listen to the example. Di mana tempat penukaran uang terdekat? Which means, where is the nearest money changer? Tempat penukaran uang terdekat ada di depan hotel. Tempat penukaran uang terdekat ada di depan hotel, which means the nearest money changer is in front of the hotel. Well, listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Pak, di mana tempat penukaran uang?
Oh, ada di sebelah hotel. Tidak jauh, hanya sekitar 5 menit jalan kaki.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
seberapa dalam hatimu. Ku tak ingin engkau ragu tentang rasaku ini padamu. Ku tak ingin engkau jauh. Ku mau
Wendy Mark with her song entitled Kamu or You, and you're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we are going to listen to Indonesian music in our program Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will present a Keroncong song entitled Roda Dunia. The song Roda Dunia was composed by Gesang, an Indonesian Keroncong maestro, in 1939. The lyric of the song reminds us that life will keep rotating like wheel. Life will change and nobody knows what happened next time. That is the wheel of life, always rotating endlessly. But justice and the truth always bring happiness. Well, listener, let's listen to the song Roda Dunia, sung by Dwi Sri Dadi. Enjoy the song.
Thank you. tiada tentu nanti bagaimana jadinya.
Of Indonesia.
Selamanya
Voice of Indonesia.
Just enjoy the road show, never going slow.
listener, thank you so much for joining our program. Don't forget to give us your comment and feedback to our email address, voi@voinews.id, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter @voiindonesia. I'm Amanda. Thank you so much and have a nice day.